This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp, a truly affordable online counseling service. Fill out a questionnaire online and get matched with a licensed counselor best suited to your mental health needs. Whether it's depression, anxiety, or trauma, BetterHelp will help you overcome what stands in the way of your happiness. Learn more at BetterHelp.com and get 10% off your first month with promo code Latino. BetterHelp. Get help anytime, anywhere.
From Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today we bring you one of our How I Made It segments with singer-songwriter Lido Pimienta. When you hear Lido Pimienta's sound, you'll hear traces of traditional Colombian instruments like the tambora and the maraca mixed with synth pop and electronic music. It's an experimental sound that earned her 2016 album, La Papesa, one of Canada's most prestigious awards, the Polaris Prize. Los cabellos de tu madre acarician tu cara. Los cabellos de tu padre se fueron en la mañana. This year, Lido continues her tradition of weaving Colombian folk music with electronic sounds in her latest release, Miss Colombia. The album pays ode to Afro-Colombian music like bullerengue and vallenato that surrounded her as a child in Colombia. Lido was born in the city of Barranquilla and grew up spending her time between that city and the quieter rural towns along the Colombian-Caribbean coast. And while she's made it a statement to incorporate Colombian musical traditions into her new album, it wasn't always her music of choice. As a kid, Lido was drawn to rock and heavy metal. She even played in a metal band when she was just 11. But it was only after moving to Toronto, Canada, when she was 19, that Lido reconnected with the sounds of her home country. In Miss Colombia, Lido tackles the pain of womanhood and anti-blackness through what she describes as a series of cynical love letters to her country of birth. One song is titled Pelo Cucu, a song written from the perspective of a young Afro-Colombian girl who gets her hair straightened for the first time. Solita. The song is arranged in the Afro-Colombian genre of bullerengue, traditionally sung exclusively by women. This song is special to Lido because it's a collaboration with the legendary Afro-Colombian group Sexteto Tabalá, one of Lido's earliest musical influences. In this segment of our How I Made It series, Lido Pimienta shares how her love for traditional Colombian music came to be and how she created a song she would have loved to have heard as a kid.
Growing up, I was a little bit of a rebel. I was listening to electronic music and metal. Like, I had my headphones on and I would take them off, and then I'll have, like, Diomedes Diaz blasting in my face, and I was like, I hate it. But then you grow up and then you understand it and you appreciate the culture and the music for what it is. There's this song by Diomedes Diaz, and it's called La Plata. So there's a part in the song where he's saying, like, everybody's fighting, everybody's fighting, everybody's fighting. Todo el mundo pelea, todo el mundo pelea. When I heard that, and when you see that live, it's really punk. When I heard that song, it really made me look at vallenato in a different way. And because I was listening to all of these electronic music and hardcore and punk and all that stuff, the appreciation and the love for Afro-Colombian music came later in my teenage years. And then one of my cousins, he sat me down and he was like, so, why are you always listening to this, like, depressing British music? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, have you heard of Sexteto Tabalá? And I was, no, I haven't heard them. So he played Sexteto for me. And I remember just listening to them for a whole week. And I learned their entire discography that week. Like, I couldn't believe it. Sexteto Tabalá are a legendary sexteto group from San Basilio de Palenque. And they're a beautiful Afro-Colombian group. They're descendants of Bencos Biojo, who was the first libertador. He freed his people from slavery. San Basilio de Palenque is the first free town from slavery in all of the Americas. So their music speaks to resistance and love. It did something to me. It broke me, and then it sewed me back together, you know? That's when I was like, I need to give Portishead and Thom Yorke a break for a little bit. And then I really delved into the voices of Delvina Maldonado. Martinez. And it happened right at that transitional moment where I had to move to Canada. And I'm very grateful for that, because when I moved to Canada and you don't have friends, you don't have your family, you really need to stay grounded. And Afro-Colombian music really allowed me to survive, you know, my first winter. A song that grounded me in my first winter in Canada was a song by Delvina Maldonado, which is called Llorando Te Coge El Día. Llorando, llorando, llorando te coge el día. And it really helped me calm myself down and know that nothing is gonna change or improve if I'm just crying. I should just take that energy and do something with it. And then I started writing music. So the idea for Miss Colombia started in 2015 at the infamous Miss Universe.
Miss Universe 2015 is Colombia!
When Steve Harvey gave the crown to Miss Colombia.
Okay, folks, I have to apologize.
When it was supposed to go to Miss Philippines.
The first runner-up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
For Colombians, that was like, war has been declared. I had never seen Colombians, like Colombian diaspora and Colombians in Colombia, be so united for something so stupid. So I started writing these songs, you know, as a way to just like calm myself down. And they slowly but surely became these poems that became cynical love letters to my country. Para transcribir, pude adivinar. Miss Colombia speaks about Señorita Colombia, but also I miss Colombia. I'll go back. And sometimes I feel like a complete stranger. And I know that some of my family members also see me as a complete stranger, because the memories that they had of this little girl are not there anymore. That's what the album is about, is coming to terms with who I am, coming to terms with the perceptions of what those around me have about me, and how no matter how much I try for it to not affect me, it does affect me. This album is a lot about pain. Pain of being a woman, but also the pain of being Black, Indigenous. Pelo Cucu means nappy hair. Cucu is our word in Colombia for nappy. When I had to do my first communion, I had to get my hair straightened. And I never forgot that first feeling of the chemicals and the smell and the pain. So in Pelo Cucu, I just wanted to sing from the perspective of that little girl that gets her hair straightened for the first time. I needed to find a space for those little girls that don't understand why this is happening. Why isn't the natural texture that naturally comes out of my skull accepted? This thing in Colombia that it's still being said today, that you have to improve the race. Those are the things that we grew up listening to. And because these are my love letters, or cynical love letters to Colombia, you know, I needed to say that. So I try to bring my poetry forth and inspire the conversation to move forward with more tenderness. Most of the things that I do or who I am in my present life are the people that I needed when I was growing up, that I didn't have by my side to guide me. So when I'm singing Pelo Cucu, I'm singing to myself.
The words of singer-songwriter Lido Pimienta. Her new album, Miss Colombia, is out now. This episode was produced by Julia Rocha and edited by Luis Treyes with help from Janice Yamoka. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Sofia Parizaca, Julieta Martinelli, Ginny Montalvo, Alisa Escarce, and Alejandra Salazar with help from Raúl Pérez. Our engineers are Stephanie Lebeau, Julia Caruso, and Leah Shaw. Our director of programming and operations is Natalia Fidelholtz. Our digital editor is Amanda Alcantara. Our interns are Sofia Sanchez and Marie Mendoza. This week, we say goodbye to our producer, Janice Yamoka. Janice, thank you for being such an essential and beautiful part of the Latino USA team and of Futuro Media. You started as a digital editor, and then your dream of becoming a producer for Latino USA came true because of your determination. Thank you for all of your beautiful stories and for highlighting Peru and your indigenous roots and California. We're going to miss you, and good luck. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media. Hasta la próxima. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org.
It's like lament songs about the heart and the woman not wanting my love. And we are all going to be very sad right now because my love is not being heard, you know.
I'm Guy Raz, and on NPR's How I Built This, how a simple splash of color accidentally launched Sandy Chilowich into a 40-year career as a designer, entrepreneur, and creator of the now famous Chilowich placemat. Subscribe or listen now.